Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
In 2020, former President Donald Trump falsely claimed the election was stolen for President Joe Biden. Since then, elections and the officials who run them have faced more skepticism and distrust. WUWM sent a survey to municipal clerks across Wisconsin who run elections. We heard back from 180 of them, telling us about the issues they're facing ahead of this year's presidential election and about what they wish people understood about elections. Two of those clerks are here to share their experiences. They're Sandy Kulik, village clerk of Hales Corners, and Catherine Ruskey, clerk in the city of Oak Creek. Thank you both so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Now, in Wisconsin, elections administration is really decentralized. It's run at the local level by hundreds of municipal and county clerks like yourselves. How long have you been doing this work, and what keeps you coming back?
I have been a city clerk in Oak Creek since 2012. I love election administration. It's a project management-based job. And we actually see a completion of a project every single election. There's, you know, a positive 100% done.
I've been in government for 24 years. I was the assistant clerk in the city of Lake Geneva during the 2008 Chad debate, in and out of it. Since then, I've been with Hales Corners for the last 9 years.
Now, of course, listeners may know, but you certainly do, there have been 3 elections in Wisconsin this year, but the big one is coming up in about a month. What are the most significant challenges you're facing ahead of the presidential election?
The biggest confusion is the mass mailers that are sent out by firms all across the country that have my name on them. And residents are concerned. Typically, the ones that come in are the elderly residents or the potentially ESL, English language challenged voters. That believe I've unregistered them, and they're very confused and very angry most of the time, or they're convinced something is wrong because it has my name on it. That has been a recent uptick of that since 2020. It didn't used to always be like that.
Now, when you're saying mailers, are these kind of like flyers that are telling people to register? What are these?
My personal favorite is the one that says official government document, do not throw out, and it's from some company out of Texas.
Just like a piece of mail?
Nope. It's a giant mailer that looks like the size of an absentee ballot. Inside of it is a partially pre-filled out voter registration form or an absentee form, one of the two, or sometimes both. So,
is this something you're also experiencing?
Yeah, Sandy's right on. We have probably 22,000 registered voters in our municipality, and these are voters that have been registered for 10 years, 15, 30 years, and really it does cause confusion on the voter. I encourage voter participation. It's what our jobs, the core of our job, is to ensure that if you are an eligible to vote in the state of Wisconsin, that we get you registered and enable your right to vote. However, this does cause a lot of confusion for the voters. It's an uptick in phone calls, people coming into City Hall. There's a lot of concern. And unfortunately, it perpetuates the mistrust and suspicion of how elections are managed. Wisconsin Election Commission has been very supportive in that they understand that these mailers don't come from our office. But the way that the mailer is printed, it has our return information on the envelope. So everyone in Oak Creek that receives the mailer, the return address is municipal clerk. So people will call and say, why am I not registered anymore? Oh, no, I pulled you up. You're great in the system, but it does cause a lot of confusion.
Well, it seems like this is just adding a lot of confusion into a system that, as you mentioned, there is a lot of election skepticism. It's become really common since Donald Trump lost the presidential election in 2020, especially, and falsely claimed that it was stolen. Have you seen that distrust showing up in other ways besides these mailers, which are causing so much confusion?
At the polls. I don't know if you had that. I had several voters at the polls.
Yeah.
And they will come up pretty aggressively convinced there's something goofy, and I listen to it for a while, and eventually they'll go somewhere, and I'm like, we're done here. You have to leave the polling site. And then they're mad at me. Only once I've actually had to call a police officer to remove someone from the polling site because of their behavior. They have ones that are convinced that boatloads of illegal immigrants are voting. None of these things, and again, Catherine's been at this longer than I have, but none of these things as a primary election clerk are happening. I shouldn't say none, but if it happens, it's got to be incredibly rare. We are checking, cross-checking, and tying out this information to three separate systems.
Yeah, I would further that one of our large issues that always happens close to a larger election is the changes for election administration itself. Current legislation, changing of election laws or guidelines close to an election period, again, causes confusion for the voters. It causes confusion for election clerks.
Yeah, the constant changing of the rules, it's like quicksand. Yes, you can have a ballot box. No, you can't have a ballot box. I saw that coming, and I just said no. I got enough things to juggle. We only have one polling site. I don't need a ballot box.
Now, you mentioned that you are not using drop boxes. Will you be using drop boxes, or are you currently?
Yes, the city of Oak Creek, we have one drop box that's located at City Hall. So obviously it's open to voters 24/7.
Okay.
It's much larger situation than my one polling site. There's a lot more going on there, and I can certainly understand that.
Now, Sandy, you mentioned that you have had issues with people coming in asking questions, sometimes being belligerent. In some municipalities, poll workers are even going through de-escalation training to prepare them for, you know, potentially tense situations on election day. What precautions do both of you have in place to make sure poll workers are safe on November 5th?
I have an easy one. I had the largest police officer I have. He's just huge, and he just happens to live at Hale's Quarters, and he's going to be standing at the door as a greeter. But I'm also having training. I did do the de-escalation training as well, and it's very good training. I will be having another training. I'm sure she is as well. Before the election, all the poll workers come in again. And I would say, fortunately, it's a pretty rare thing. And I would say the majority of people are pretty good. It's a handful here and there throughout an 18-hour day that get like that. It's not every single voter.
Yeah, as Sandy stated, we have had an influx of security training, threat training, Homeland Security, Wisconsin Election Commission, an organization, CISA, its Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency. I have six different polling locations. Additionally, I run a central count, and I can explain more about that, but that's where we process our absentee ballots. So essentially, I have seven different polling locations on Election Day. Later this week, I have CISA coming in, and they have kindly offered to run a threat assessment point of first entrance at all of my polling locations to ensure the safety of my voters and my poll workers. Now, in general, just with the heightened emotions around politics and Election Day and, you know, misconceptions out there, I think it's really important that if there's an opportunity that's offered to me to ensure that our elections are safe, that I take advantage of that opportunity. So I work with our local police department quite a bit. I will train my poll workers. I will provide additional training to my chief inspectors.
This is Lake Effect. I'm Joy Powers, and I'm speaking right now with two election clerks from Wisconsin, Sandy Kulik from Hale's Corners, and Catherine Ruske from Oak Creek. Now, Catherine, as you mentioned, you do have a bit of a larger operation. Can you walk me through what happens with a ballot on Election Day in Oak Creek, both absentee ballots and ballots that were cast in person on Election Day?
Certainly. I think one of the misconceptions in our verbiage when we talk about absentee ballots, first and foremost, is that so there's the 2 weeks prior to the election. You can come in and vote early at my office, and that's absentee voting. So it's somewhat the same process, but it's not getting mailed to you. The other type of absentee is that you have the absentee ballot mailed to your address of choice, and you return it by mail, or you can drop it off back in my office. So all of those ballots that are considered early in person or early absentee, those are processed at a central count location that's essentially another whole polling district for the city of Oak Creek. So the poll workers work in pairs. They work in teams. There's a lot of checks and balances that have happened with all of these ballots, these envelopes before actual election day. We have to verify that that certificate envelope has all the required information to be accepted. And as those ballots come back in, they're checked for accuracy. If not, we try to reach the voter. We sometimes have to mail them back to them to make sure they're correct. So the poll workers at Central Count will review that information prior to opening any envelope. Then they go through a very strict, methodical, slow process to ensure that they are not missing anything on a ballot that should cause it to be rejected. And then those are processed all day long, and we start at 7 a.m. We open up the machines. We open up the polls just like we were out at a location. And typically for this election, it'll take us pretty near to 8 p.m. when the polls close to go through all those ballots, process of machines. We have to tabulate. We have to do everything like we would do at a polling location, absent the voter. Ballots are accepted at City Hall up until 8 p.m. on election day, much like the voters out at the polls. So that's our Central Count location. Observers are welcome. And then out at election day with those ballots, they are tabulated in the machine. The tabulation doesn't occur until we close the polls in that machine at 8 p.m. If you are in line waiting to vote at 8 p.m., the last person in line is allowed to vote. Machines are closed, and then they tabulate. And observers are also welcome to watch the closing of polls and the paperwork and that sort of thing.
The other interesting part that she touched on, too, before they even get there, we have to reconcile every recorded, received, return ballot to our poll book. So they're tied out in three different places. And before you even start, because your poll book is going to identify this is an absentee returned or issued, and it says that on the poll book. So that all matches. The envelopes have to match the total number of those things. And at the end of the day, that all of that has to still match the tabulation equipment. And when that comes back, we reconcile it. Then it goes out to the county, and they reconcile it. It's not one person that's looking at all of this paperwork. It's several, several people. So but there's lots of checks and balances.
I think there has been so much misinformation about elections, a lot of conspiracy theories. And one of those involved voting machines themselves. I think there's been a lot of misunderstanding about how they work exactly. How do voting machines actually work, and what happens if they break?
Well, we have a backup. So we have a backup
sure.
machine, but there's barcoding around the outside. They're pre-tested. Ballots are a test deck, set sample, and I'm sure it's something you test them for all your wards. A pretest with an expected set of results. So we do a pretest to make sure that that functions correctly. If it doesn't, everything gets picked up, goes back to the county, and they do it again. Then by the time we get to the public test, which the public is welcome to come and view, it's tested again.
But after we do those tests, the machine is zeroed out. So we clear out all of our results. At the start of election day, the first, there's a configuration tape that prints, and then there is a zero result tape. And that tape, when that prints, will show you there are no votes, ballots in this machine. So everything on that tape, that's the first thing you do is verify the tape that there's no vote counts whatsoever in the machine, and then it sits. It actually takes a picture and takes an image of every single ballot that goes into the machine, all on a USB. When you close down the machine at the end of the night, that's when it tabulates. It takes a little bit, it'll tabulate, and it'll print out your entire results tape. And you can imagine if you have, in Central Count, I have 19 wards, and say I have 7,000, 8,000 absentee ballots, this isn't something that at 8:10 anybody would be gaining results from my municipality. It's going to take me a little while to reconcile and get that tape even rolled up and then recorded so that we can produce our results. And I think that's one, you know, there's a couple things that I wish voters really knew, but I wish they could view that absentee for a larger municipality and how long that takes to do that reconciliation. And, you know, I remember the days when I was in college and I remember working on a CERN campaign and We were up all night, and we didn't get results sometimes to the next day. That was the fun of it. You find out the next day who won. But now, you know, everybody wants that instant gratification, that who won, that who won. And then if they don't have that immediately, it's suspect. And so that's a bit frustrating on the clerk's part. You know, we go home. I know in this election, I'll probably go home about 2 a.m. Yep. and get back to work at 6 a.m.
It's an 18 to 20-hour day. It's a long day. It's a very long day. And we're still doing it. I'm not even tired. It takes me a couple hours even after I get home to kind of dial that down.
Sure.
So
one of the misconceptions, I think, is that these machines are connected to the internet, which, of course, they aren't. But what are some of the other things you wish people understood about the election process?
There's only two pieces of my job that are like 170% of my attention, elections and budget. It is the one time the public can really see what we do and how hard we're working for them. And it's not personal. Zero is my favorite number. That means everything balances. And I just wish they understood that we take this very seriously. This is not some half attempt to monitor paper. It's not. So we all take it pretty seriously.
Yeah, and for me, I really feel that we are in a time of crisis of trust in elections. And I have put great thought into this for years on how do we get back to where we were. And I really think education, sharing the processes for voters to have an understanding of the mechanics of an election is so important. Times like these, us having this conversation is very helpful. I will have so many friends that come up to me and say, I don't believe it. I don't believe they're trustworthy. And I look at them and I think, well, you voted my municipality. And everyone says, well, not you. I trust you. I don't trust the process. I said, you understand that I create and manage that process. Like, I do that for our whole municipality. Yeah, but it's not you. It's everyone else out there. So how do we get past that? How do we get so that you know me? I'm similar to Sandy. We're all doing the same job. You know, not speaking on behalf of every clerk, but the clerks that I am associated with, I have so much respect for the work that they do. The poll workers, so much respect for what they do. Everyone is very dedicated to the process. What's changed, I think, is the suspicion that's come aloft that now we're dealing with. So I wish that voters would spend more time coming in. I know I have trained a lot of poll workers over the past year who came in saying, I don't believe it. I want to see it. And I guarantee you, every single poll worker that has worked their first election because they wanted a better understanding has come back to me and said, I had no idea. I had no idea. I now tell my friends. Now I have voters and residents and poll workers that have done that, that now are advocates for the process. So I think education and sharing the process from your trusted resources is the best thing that we can do right now leading into this election.
All right. Well, Catherine, Sandy, thank you both so much for taking the time out to speak with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Catherine Ruske is the municipal clerk in Oak Creek, and Sandy Kulik is the clerk in Hales Corners. You can find more takeaways from the Survey of Wisconsin Election Administrators at WUWM.com.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.